ברוכים הבאים, welcome in, bienvenito, we are, oh my god, it's still alive.
שלום, בוקר טוב.
כאן בריין שטיינר ומולי.
רונן כוכבי.
רונן כוכבי, מה העניינים?
סבבה, מה קורה?
סבבה.
פגז.
I think today we should just wake everybody the fuck up, like Yala. Right on the one. Happy Saturday morning, and hope you didn't party too hard last night, because wow, this is gonna hit ya.
There was a man, a little old man, who lived in Montreal, with a wife and a kid and a car and a house and a teenage daughter with a see-through blouse who loved to grunt and bawl. And her name was Magdalena. To his house in Montreal He caught his daughter in the blouse by the light And he said to himself, she looks all right And he reached for a tin and grabbed it tight And threw her up against the wall Blue Cross, Magdalena My daughter dear Do not be concerned When your Canadian daddy comes near My daughter dear Do not be concerned When your Canadian daddy comes near I worked so hard understand making maple syrup for the pancakes of our land do you have any idea what that can do to a man what that can do to a man do you have any idea grumpy little man who lived in Montreal was drooling a bit as he reached for a tin and he said to himself this is gonna be it but the girl turned around and said go eat shit and ran on down the hall right on Magdalena my daughter dear do not be concerned when your Canadian daddy comes here my daughter dear do not be concerned when your Canadian daddy comes here I work so hard You understand making maple syrup for the pancakes of our land Do you have any idea What that can do to a man What that can do to a man Do you have any idea The smogville winds of Los Angeles I'd like to take you in the closet And take off your little clothes Until you were virtually stark raving nude Spread mayonnaise And kiss
tear you pectate all over your body and take you down to Hollywood Boulevard, and we can walk down the street by the stars that say John Provost and Leo G. Carroll together, baby. We can go dancing up at the Cinegrill. Can't you see it? Frank Purnell and us until dawn. Don't you understand, my baby? I mean, it was so hard for me. I saw you standing under the Shell Pest Strip late last night in the light with your little nipples protruding through your little see-through thingy, and I just said, my God, I gave my sperm to this thing, and now I just, oh, you had me so hard, I didn't know what to do, Magdalena, don't you understand? So I grabbed you, but don't hold it against me. I mean, your mama never know, baby, and I want you to come back to me. I mean, do you understand me? I want you to, I'm down on my knees to your Magdalena, I want you to walk back to me, baby. I want you to turn around by the Sparklets machine. That's it, in the little chartreuse hallway with the little neon Jesus picture on the wall. And I want you to step, baby. I want you to walk back in your 5-inch spike heels that you got at Frederick's. Same time you and your mommy got that crotchless underwear last year for Christmas. And I want you to stroll back to me, baby. Walk back, baby. I want you to understand me, baby. I want you to walk back. I'm down on my bent knees, baby. I'm gonna take off your little training bra. Don't you understand me? I'm gonna take off your little maroon hot pants. I'm gonna get down on my knees, baby. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? Your mom never knows. She's playing bridge with the girls. And you and I know the sun comes up, baby. It's just you and I. Don't understand. We can make love all night long. Why don't you let me know? Come on, Magdalena. Please, little girl. Walk back to your daddy. What did I do that was so wrong? My God, it was only following the sexual impulse I heard on the Johnny Carson show from a book in some guy wrote. I didn't know what I was doing. I got carried away. What can I say, Magdalena? Walk back there. Come on. Oh, please, you gotta walk back, baby. Walk back to your daddy. Come on, Magdalena, to your daddy. Baby, walk back. Walk back. Come on, never know.
And Frank Zappa.
Jesus.
Basically just another Jew making fun of Christianity. Well, if that didn't wake you up, then you went too far last night. That's really all I have to say right now. Frank Zappa, there's a movie being made right now by Alex Winter. Mm-hmm. Alex Winter, he's the guy, he's Bill from Bill and Ted's, right? Ted is Keanu Reeves, he's Bill. You know the Bill and Ted movies. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, you don't know that stuff?
No.
Really? Anyway, fine, be the only person that doesn't know those movies. The people that are listening, they know the movies. Mm. Alex Winter has become a director. They're making another Bill and Ted's, by the way, irrelevant right now.
Ted's, Doobie, is it?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was the movies with Keanu Reeves and the two, idiot stoner dudes that saved the world, okay. You know.
Anyway,
he got access to Frank Zappa's vaults. And he's making a movie of all unreleased videos that Frank Zappa had in his own vault. And there was a big campaign, Head Start, whatever one of those companies, I don't remember. Oh, nice one. But I gave good money to that, and I get to go to the premiere when it's released in L.A.
Ah, באמת?
Yeah.
That's dude, מיוחד?
Gave a small fortune. I mean, when it happens, I hope, you know, maybe I'll be like fucked and I won't be able to go, but I'm hoping to be able to go to the premiere.
נשמע מגניב, ממש.
Totally. So I'm opening up a new segment right now. Mm-hmm. It's called Song Interpretations. Mm. This is Song Interpretations with Oh My God, It's Alive. And it's a song you know that I'm going to interpret for our Kahal right now.
Yala.
And maybe for you.
יאללה,
Visions
סבבה.
of Johanna, Bob Dylan, you know the song well.
כן, אני חושב שגם דיברנו על זה פעם.
כן, do you have an idea of my Visions of Johanna theory?
It's funny. לא, אני, לא,
it's funny because this is when it came out, people called it a drug song, and Bob Dylan took offense. He said, this isn't a drug song. In fact, not in this version of it, but in one of the versions on this very tour that he plays it, he opens up by saying, this is not a drug song. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people are calling it a drug song. And it's not really a drug song, but the characters in it are drugs. And it's a song about addiction. Mm. That it's an addiction song. It's a song about overcoming addiction. But if you listen to the lyrics and what's going on very closely, is in my opinion anyway, Johanna is heroin. And Louise is cocaine. And all of the pictures, like, it's a very visual song. He says, for example, about Louise, the ghost of electricity howls from the bones of her face. And he also says at one point in time, she's just like the mirror.
Mm.
And you do cocaine on a mirror, at least that's the way we did it in the old days.
Okay.
In the olden days. But so Louise, like all of the images of cocaine, electricity, you know, the bones of her face, the mirror, all of that is cocaine. And there's in the song a little boy who he's just like, get the fuck out of here, like you're not anything, and that's marijuana.
Mm.
It's like, so it's all about like, you're addicted to one thing, in this case, heroin or Johanna, and the way you're trying to get away from it is by another thing, cocaine.
Mm.
You know, that's like your substitute for Johanna. So, but while you're lit on Louise, you're really just dreaming of Johanna.
Mm.
And then the little boy comes and you're like, dude, a joint is really not going to do, or the little boy or whatever it is, it's not going to do anything for me right now. Just go away. So it's a song about getting off of heroin. So that is my song interpretation of the day.
אני לא בטוח, אבל אני לא חושב שהיה לו... הייתה לו נגיעה כזאת חזקה לסמים, לבוב דילן.
No, but he was in the era when people were...
לא, כן, ברור שהוא, כן, שזה היה שם, כן.
כן, זה היה שם חזק בכל הקטעים. So he experienced it, and he experienced people freaking out on cocaine, dreaming about being on heroin, all of that shit. And, you know, I'm sure he went through some drug-induced places of his own, you know, like visions of Johanna. So, you know, you can listen to it now and... make up your mind for yourself after what I just said and respond.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? Sit here stranded, though we all do our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined, and these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. Lot where the ladies play blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls they whisper of escapades out on the D train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them that should be insane. At Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And
cheeks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues, you can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower free, when the jelly-faced women all sneeze, hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, but these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me somebody that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, as she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed, on the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play, the skeleton keys and the rain, and these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
You can always recognize the Bob Dylan harmonica.
That is the best one.
Always.
That's all of us.
Always on the harmonica. Sick. He's awesome. Oh, dude, what a fucking songwriter. Amazing. I actually just saw, you know, Elton John just wrote a book about his life with lots of stories about his, you know, whatever, all of the people he met and things that he did with them. Mm-hmm. And anyway, he was just on an interview on one of the talk shows, and he was talking about who he compares himself to. Mm-hmm. And he was mentioning names, you know, like Stevie Wonder and all of this. And the host says, Bob Dylan, and he's like, oh, no, I'm not there, man, that's another level, that's not me, he was totally like, no, I'm not even close to what Bob Dylan's like, he called him the best poet that ever lived, like, you know, like he's,
he's like,
there's nobody that can compare to to Bob Dylan. So let me shuv one more time, say that we got a, first of all, we're Oh My God, It's Still Alive.
Radio
we're on Kitsay. Radio Kitsay. Mm-hmm. Yes, all of that stuff. And we have an email now. It's Still Alive on the Edge. Still Alive on the Edge, one word, at gmail.com. I think last time I said the email wrong. I said It's Still Alive on the Edge, I think. It's not.
I don't know.
Okay, this is our email. Still Alive on the Edge, one word, all mashed together, at gmail.com. You could send us comments. You could tell us we're smelly hippies. We might agree. Also, you could send us live tracks of yours that we will play. Do not send us, again, I repeat, YouTube links, crappy quality recordings. Send me something with some meat and bones that has some nice quality. And write in the body of your email a little permission that Brian and Ronan can play this track on the radio. You know, maybe we will. Of course, we got hundreds and thousands of these. We're going through them as best
Even
as
more.
We can. It's hundreds of thousands,
yeah,
excuse me.
Thousands
right.
of
They're rolling in like crazy because I gave the wrong email last week. I'm thinking about it now. I'm pretty sure I gave the wrong email last week. Still Alive on the Edge
יאללה,
at gmail.com.
תשכחו מוזיקה. יש לנו, בעצם בוא נסביר שיש לנו איזשהו סוג של פינה שהיא לא ממש קבועה, אבל אנחנו משתדלים, כן?
כן.
זה שאנחנו
First
מנגנים,
listen.
כן, מנגנים שיר בעצם בהופעה, כמובן, בפעם הראשונה. אז זה בעצם מכוון לכל... אומן, להקה,
okay.
אומנית,
שיש להם משהו שלהם, semi-famous.
ובא להם לזרוק את זה לרדיו.
Yes.
אנחנו, כן, בעניין, תכלס.
Right, I haven't done that in a few weeks, but I still have some up my sleeve. I should,
כן,
I should, we've just been rolling through the programs here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go now to a song that's a little bit more obvious what it's about. It's an old famous Lynyrd Skynyrd track. Oh, and I got the wrong one queued up. It's called Gimme Three Steps. And basically it's about a guy with a girl and her boyfriend comes in and all he's asking for is three steps. Yanni, give me a head start before you chase me and beat the crap out of me. Just give me three steps and you'll never see me again.
Okay.
That's basically the whole song. And it's awesome. You gotta love Lynyrd Skynyrd. Little Southern rock and roll.
Play some old honk. Alright. Y'all help me out with this one if you would.
Damn, I ain't even worked up a sweat yet.
There it is. We'll be right back.
Oh, that escalated quickly, or opposites. Leonard Skinner, Give Me Three Steps. So you were just saying that we were just talking about the song Sweet Home Alabama, which was a response to Neil Young's Alabama, who was picking on the history.
Southern Man.
Oh, sorry, Southern Man, right? And they were just like, shut the fuck up. You know, like, this happened, that happened.
Okay.
Get on with your life. And you're saying that's kind of a bad attitude because they were real assholes in Alabama.
כן, בדיוק חבר שלי דיבר איתי על זה. הוא הרגיש ככה ואמרתי, וואלה, האמת שזו הסתכלות מעניינת, כי כאילו השיר הזה בעצם מדבר על תן כבוד
It doesn't really say תן כבוד. It doesn't say תן כבוד to the tradition, really. It just says, like, this, you know, it's kind of like shit happened, move on kind of thing.
לא,
like,
אני חושב שזה מדבר המון על, זה כן מדבר על, על,
okay,
על
כאילו, gonna, על, we'll
על, על ה-Southern Man, שהוא כאילו שיש להם, שהם, אתה יודע, הדברים הטובים, ועל, ה, ועל, אתה יודע, על התרבות הזאת, וה, כאילו ש, yeah, לקבל well, את זה ולא, זה, ומצד שני, mm-hmm. זה בעצם, אתה יודע, התרבות הזאת בעיקרה, לא כולה, אבל רובה מושתתת על גזענות ובורות, ואתה יודע.
Give me a תרבות that is not based on that today. A big תרבות.
כן, אבל אתה יודע, יש...
But you know what I'm saying?
זה כמו להתגאות ב...
I understand. It shouldn't be the part of our history that we're proud of. And I don't think that... And I don't think that what they're saying is this is the part of our history that we're proud of. But there's music that came out of the South.
Okay.
And they talk about a recent story that was in the news back then about the mayor. And they're like, boo-hoo, you know? So this happened to the mayor. Okay, you know, fine. You know, shit like that. I don't think they're going back and saying our grandfathers were awesome men because they had slaves. I don't think there's any kind of attitude like that. And I don't think there were people like that, Leonard Skinner. And Neil Young himself...
כן, אני חושב שניל יאנג, בעצם, ב-Southern Man, מדבר על זה.
כן, הוא מדבר על where they came from.
אז הוא מדבר על זה, על הגזענות, על זה הוא מדבר. אז הם ענו לו, אתה מבין? כאילו, הם כאילו כעסו על זה שהוא אמר את זה, אבל הוא צודק. אז כאילו, אין פה...
על השיר שלו הוא היה צודק.
אין פה איזה עניין, הם כאילו לוהגים לו בשיר, אבל בעצם...
But Neil Young himself later came out and said that שיר was ילדותי, and they were right to attack me for it.
כי הם נהרגו בתאונה, וזה היה לא נעים, והיה שם איזה עניין, זה הכל כאילו קרה, אני חושב, אחרי ה...
He played that song as a...
לא, אני יודע, אני יודע שאחרי זה הייתה איזשהו, כן, שולם כזה, אבל זה לא קשור, אתה יודע.
I understand. Neil Young wasn't wrong in his assessment of Southern Man.
אם צריך לתפוס צעד, אז אני בצד של ניל יאנג.
כן, even back in that time, there was still the Ku Klux Klan operating in the South, no doubt about it, in the time that he wrote the song. There was still nasty shit going on. There still is, but not hopefully to the same level that it was. Hopefully we've moved forward. Anyway, excuse me for one moment. Wheel of Topics. Okay, this is the part... this is the part where we pull a topic out of our little Today It's a Box. And we discuss, even though we just had a discussion, we're going to discuss now. Ronen?
Yeah. Are governments really better than anarchy?
That's a really good question, and I think the answer is probably no. Because I don't think there's any such thing as true... And if you look at the state of the world today and treat each government as like a... being of its own, they're pretty much an anarchy. It's pretty much anarchy between them, right?
Okay.
The world is pretty much anarchy today. And I've been thinking about this a lot recently, that the same way you can't stop the anarchy, you can't stop the order. So there's order in the anarchy. This is very mathematical. Okay. There's order in the anarchy. There's anarchy in the order. There's always the balance. Even when the world was anarchy and it was scattered civilizations, there was still a semblance of order to it.
ברור, ברור. אני לא חושב שאנרכיה אמיתית יכולה להתקיים באנושות.
Exactly. And neither can order.
תמיד ייווצרו קבוצות ויהיו איזה, אבל אני חושב שבגדול אני חושב ש... אני לא בטוח שזה, שאנרכיה במושגים האלה היא פחות טובה ממה שקורה היום. אני חושב שיהיו בדברים טובים יותר, ויהיו בדברים אולי פחות טובים, אבל אני כאילו, אם אתה שואל אותי, אז הייתי מצביע לאנרכיה.
Look, I think you have to have some kind of semblance of it's not just beat up your neighbor for his goods and run away. And because that's the anarchy that's going to happen. Because that's how you break free of somebody trying to apply such strong order on you. Your first reaction is a violent one, just to get the order away from you. So the first thing that's going to happen if a government falls is going to be rioting, looting, killing weak people, taking their shit. That's always the first thing that happens. It happens today, not
אותו דבר.
I don't know about on the same level that it would happen in
an act totally anarchist. I'm saying within our society,
though. True. So that's right. I'm saying within our society, though. I'm saying like, let's take at this country and say, do we strip off the government or keep the government? So you're right on a national, on an, like I said, if you take each country as a being, as some kind of multi-organism, then yes, the weak are getting shat on, the strong are living off the fat.
Okay.
And that also kind of happens in within our society, but the weak aren't, you know, going to each other's houses and stealing each other's food, I guess. On, I guess that's the only real difference.
לא בטוח שהם יעשו את זה, אתה יודע, יכול שהם יבקשו, שהם יתאחדו באיזושהי צורה.
That will eventually happen.
נכון.
The question is when and how. That I believe I agree with you. There'll be a balance.
יש מקומות בדרום אמריקה שיש כאוס כזה, אתה יודע, הממשלה היא מושחתת לחלוטין, ואנשים שם, אתה יודע. מקסיקו, אתה יודע, יש זה.
Yeah, already take care of each other.
כן, אז שם זה קורה, שם אפשר להגיד שיש אנרכיה, כי באמת הממשלה והמשטרה הם, אתה יודע, הם חלק מהכנופיות פשע שם.
כן. I have a cousin that lives in Mexico, and he's like, the police stop you for bribes, that's it.
כן, אז אתה יודע, זאת אנרכיה, ואני חושב ש... אני לא חושב שחיים שלהם טובים, אבל, תשמע, זה מתקיים איכשהו. לא יודע.
We always find a way to get by.
יש הרבה חלשים שנפגעים, אבל יש גם אנשים טובים.
כן, יש גם הרבה חלשים שנפגעים פה היום ובכל העולם, כמו שזה. So it's hard to say one is better than the other. I think that there's always got to be a balance in the world. And when we try and apply too much order, we see the rise of the... Look at kibbutzim. That's, they try to make the ultimate kind of order between people and they barely exist because they're just inflexible.
לגמרי.
You know, I always say it's because they had a ceiling. It's great to have a floor, but it's horrible to have a ceiling in life. And once you hit a ceiling in life, it's, you know, it's over for you. So for me, that's if you could make the floor without the ceiling, I think you can really strive as some kind of, I don't know, socioeconomic, I don't, you know, let's just throw out a long...
Kitzur, the hippie.
חלק בי, אני, I've always been a little bit of a hippie. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, so that's the discussion about yes. What did we discuss there?
אנחנו עכשיו על אנרכיה וממשל וסדר.
So here, this is what we do in an anarchy. I don't know. Do we go on the road with Willie Nelson?
אה, זה אחלה שיר.
Yes, it is. And it's Willie Nelson with guests, including Sheryl Crow. So let's come back with a little short song and then take another break because, hey, fuck you.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on the road again. Everybody say, on the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway, we're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our road is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. We go down the highway, we're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Willie Nelson, on the road again. Yeah, so so you think he's not so much of a cowboy. I'm telling you that he is. But
Bonish, my cowboy, again.
He's cowboy. He's Texas man. So we've come to the part of our show where, of course, we need to make a little bit of dough. We've reached out. We do have an email now. So if you're listening and you would like to sponsor our show, just drop us a line. Stillaliveontheedge@gmail.com. I will get it right. Our sponsor today is, I'm very excited about, you know how like a lot of times you get earwax, you got mm-hmm. too much earwax, it's bugging mm-hmm. you. Well, I don't know if you know this, but there's people that suffer from too little earwax in the world. It affects your shmia, earwax. It's you know, the way the sound bounces around in your ears. So without earwax, it's kind of like a listening in a hollow, you have a hollow, hollow sound in your ears. So this is, you know how you take earwax out of your ear? Mm-hmm. So we have a special company here with a special device that it saves your earwax, mm-hmm. and you can then donate it to people that need earwax.
Nadim.
It's a yes. Just go to earwaxshare.net. Excuse me, earwaxshare.net. Mm. That's one word. Mm. And you can order one of these makshirim. It helps you. It helps you.
Let me at the torem or let me or mi torem.
No.
And khaf shawt.
And no, you just donate.
It's
like giving your shit after you die. You know, you don't know who's getting your liver.
Ah, זה אחרי שהוא מת.
No, of course not. I'm just saying it's the same thing. You don't know who's getting it.
כן, כן, הבנתי.
Just to donate to people that need your earwax because they grew up listening to hollow sounds. It's difficult having not enough earwax, a very serious difficulty in certain areas of the world, mostly very north. Exactly.
Yeah.
It just sucks that earwax right out. They need the extra earwax to keep warm, of course. It's also cold. So there you go, earwax donations. Please be thoughtful. Be thoughtful. Go to earwaxchair.net and please, you're having visions of
dust.
Dust. You can use it as a sexual lubricant. But that's your decision.
Okay.
That would have been a good one too if someone wants to use earwax.
בעצם שאין לך מספיק שעבה. אתה פשוט מזמין וזה מגיע.
Oh, if you're forgetting it is a whole different thing. That's they have areas that they are giving it to right now. When it gets open to the public, we will let you know.
אתה צריך איזשהו טופס מהרופא, או שאתה יכול פשוט להזמין, גם אם אין לך, או להזמין למישהו אחר?
No, you again. This is just for the donators, the people that are receiving it, and you don't have to prove anything as a donator. You go online.
No, not as a donor.
You order the makhshir. You get the earwax. You send it back. That's all. That's all you do. But out of it, what do you get? Free earwax removal system, because most of us, we need to remove the earwax every now and again, and then you can then...
Okay, נשמע שימושי.
לגמרי, very important. And do you have a תחזית ימית for us today?
כן, היום יהיה חם יחסית.
Nice, lovely Saturday.
כן, אתה יודע, הים יהיה מגניב ממש.
The Medusot are gone.
לא, אין Medusot, זהו זה כבר, אתה יודע.
I still got to ask, I'm still afraid.
יו, יש תמנונים.
תמנונים?
כן.
Yeah, here, בים?
בטח, זאת אומרת.
Let's go visit some.
זה לא כך פשוט למצוא
אותם. Do they have gardens?
יש.
Thank you.
I like it.
I have a theory about that song also, by the way.
No, מעניין.
You really? So this, because he's already said that it's that, like, when Ringo explained the song, he says that, like, he found out that octopuses collect shiny things, and so that's where the song came from. But I like to... This is what I believe the song came from. I think he's whistling Dixie, okay? They were on an acid trip in India, sitting in a gazebo, and he had the vision that the gazebo was an octopus, because, you know, it's got the solid thing and then the tentacles coming down, and it's providing shade under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. So for me, that song comes sitting in a gazebo on LSD and having this whole vision that the gazebo is an octopus.
זה שיר ש... כן, כן. אני חושב אבל שמקארטני ולנון כתבו
את זה. No, Ringo Starr wrote that song. That's a Ringo Starr song. I believe George Harrison might have helped him. but that's a Ringo Starr song.
Okay.
Fact. And I'm not playing that song or anything, but since it came up, maybe I'll find a live version of it one day. But this song is in response to Willie Nelson being a cowboy. This is a band called Fatma Rooney doing a cover of Mama's Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. What a beautiful fucking segue that is, huh? How do I pull this shit out?
No idea.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Cowboys ain't easy to love. They're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Bell buckles and old faded Levi's. Each night begins a new day. We're standing with your God. You'll probably just ride away.
Cowboys, they never stay home, and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Yeah.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. It's perfect.
יש דיברנו על התוכנית שעברה, על הטקסטים המוזרים, המצחיקים.
נכון.
של קאנטרי, וזה תמיד מפתיע אותי. עוד ועוד אחד, אני מגלה.
You don't know that song, Ma? It's famous.
Famous?
Okay, you're okay.
כאילו, לא נראה לי שפה זה היה כל כך בארץ.
כן, I'm trying to think if it has any link to the Blues Brothers right now.
לא זכור לי, יכול להיות.
No, they did Stand By Your Man. I don't think they did... Anyway, it's a famous... I'll get you a version that maybe you'll recognize. I don't know. Anyway, should we play a game? We haven't played a game in a long time.
So let's...
Oh my God, it's still alive. Facts.
תשמע, facts.
Facts. This is the game. We each tell a fact. The other person says true, true, false, false. Excuse me. Please, Ronan, take us away.
אוקיי, אתה מכיר את ג'רי ספרינגר?
Of course I know Jerry Springer. Yeah,
אני לא מכיר אותו. אפילו אני מכיר אותו.
Yeah, people used to beat each other up on his show.
כן, אז תשמע, הוא נולד ברכבת התחתית בלונדון.
Okay. That's an interesting fact. I thought you were going to talk about like his degrees and that he was like Harvard educated or shit like that.
נולד ברכבת התחתית של...
I'm going to go true. I'll say true. Is it true? That's fucking hilarious.
זה מטורף, לא?
Like on the way to the hospital or just like all...
לא יודע, אבל זה...
You don't know the backstory?
לא ממש, אבל זה די מטורף.
It kind of makes sense with where he ended up. He wow. like there was before him was Donahue, which was like a talk show that would sometime with that. But like somehow Donahue wasn't like a fighting show, but then Jerry Springer came somehow out of that tradition.
הוא חצה כל גבול אפשרי. לגמרי. עד היום אני לא חושב שזה מישהו...
No, then there was someone else that took the... I forget who. But anyway, he was the original let's get into a fight on my talk show.
Dr. Phil.
No, Dr. Phil is different. He's psychiatric. People don't... It's not the same. He's like a psychiatrist. He's like a...
Okay. יש לך משהו?
Yes. We had the thing about cream a while ago. Because Ginger Baker died. So I have a cream fact that I've been saving. Did you know that they actually came up with the name Cream while in a whorehouse?
מה? שלושתם ביחד?
They were in a whorehouse, yes. And one of them came up with the idea of the name Cream for a band. לא, זה לא נכון. Again, it's not... I made a fine dick. That was...
זה היה קל.
Yeah, I know.
אוקיי, עכשיו ככה.
I should have said Ginger Baker came up with the name Cream in a whorehouse.
זה היה יכול אולי לשכנע אותי.
That one might have worked. Right, right. Okay. It should have been a Ginger Baker fact.
אוקיי, 11 ימים. זה השיא ללא שינה. של בן אנוש, של בן אדם.
That's too long, I say no, it's much shorter than that. נכון?
כן, לא.
Where somebody stayed up 11 days?
כן, קוראים לו רנדי גארדנר, זה קרה ב-1964.
And what was it, it must have been drug induced.
לא, ממש לא.
No, he just stayed up 11 days.
כן, זה היה כזה, אני לא זוכר בדיוק, קראתי על זה, אבל...
Did somebody was sitting next to him and smack him every time he was dozing off or something?
לא יודע.
It was a gardener, it was like...
תבדוק את זה, אבל הוא די פורסם.
רנדי גארדנר?
כן.
Wow.
Damn.
11 days. Okay, so I'm an old mathematician guy. So I got a couple of math ones.
Okay.
Okay. The first one I will say is that there are infinite sizes of infinity.
Infinite sizes
there
of
are infinite, infinity? Yes, there are infinitely there are infinitely many different sizes of infinity. That's my first mathematical fact.
יותר מאשר מתמטית.
It actually is. It actually is. That's very good. That's very, very deep.
אני, תשמע, זו שאלה גם שהתשובה עליה היא לא מוחלטת.
You're right. You're right, because it could be true or false.
אז כן, אנחנו לא נדע.
Well, it's not that אנחנו לא נדע. We can pick.
Okay.
You can pick. In other words, there are either, I'll tell you, there are either two sizes of infinity, or infinitely many sizes of infinity.
Okay.
And you could play the game either way. And either way, it totally makes sense. In other words, you could decide right now there's two sizes of infinity. One of them is called countable. One of them is called incountable.
Okay. Sababa.
Okay? And then you can run with that, and all of math will work totally fine with that. Or you could say that if I take infinity to infinity, it's a different size of infinity.
אז אני אומר שלא, אני אומר שיש רק סייז אחד.
No, there's at least two.
At least two,
for sure. Two is factual.
For
Steve
sure.
Cantor, two sizes of infinity.
Or Schneim,
or infinite. Or infinite. כן, or שתיים or אינסוף. That's
you, לא יודע, אני סתם
each
נחש.
mathematician can take
אני
his pick.
נחש.
No, I'm saying either way is right. There's no right or wrong answer to it.
זאת התשובה. Okay.
I'm saying, yeah, you could, you know, it's not really a, it's like you said, it's you got it right.
זה היה, זה said, היה ממש, אתה יודע, זה היה משהו שרק אתה יודע, אני חושב.
No, I'm not the only one, but...
אתה ועוד כמה גיקים שישבים איזשהו באיזה...
Well, you know...
בטח לא מקשיבים לתוכנית שלנו.
Steve Cantor was a guy that was, like, pretty insane in the end of his life, but basically spent his whole math life studying infinity. And he came up with a lot of...
האמת שזה מעניין, אבל infinity זה נחשב שזה משהו שהמוח שלנו לא יכול לתפוס. כאילו יש משהו שבגלל שהכל שלנו מדוד, אולי זה בגלל איך שנולדנו, אולי זה ב-DNA שלנו, אני לא יודע, אולי זה איזשהו מנגנון הגנה מהחרדה של הקיום, אבל הדבר הזה, אין סוף הזה, זה משהו שקשה לנו באמת להבין.
You can't fathom it through thought. You can't like think.
זהו, אתה יכול היה למדוד את זה בפיזיקה.
Maybe they can have a feeling of infinity. You know, like, or the quality of an infinite something, but you can't like hold the quantitative amount. In other words, you might be able to grab the quality of infinity, but you'll never grab the quantity of infinity.
Okay.
Maybe I could say it that way. That's the way I think mankind works.
אני אחזיר אותנו לאדמה.
Please, okay.
למשהו אחר לגמרי.
Okay.
הסיבה שבאנגליה נוהגים בצד שמאל של הכביש, זה בגלל איזושהי יריבות שהייתה בין צרפת לאנגליה, שבעקבותי האנגלים החליטו לנהוג הפוך. זאת אומרת, זה היה סוג של...
It's like a response to something French.
כן.
I can believe that. I'll go true.
לא.
לא. The English and the
אבל
French,
האמת,
you know.
תדע לך שהאמת, שהעדויות הראשונות בהיסטוריה מראות שדווקא התחילו בצד שמאל.
אוקיי.
אז כן, אז רק שתדע שדווקא, כאילו, בעצם העולם נוהג הפוך מהאנגלים וה...
Yeah, well, I know you would think that way.
לא, לא, זה משהו שהוא, אתה יודע.
And Cyprus also, by the way.
כן, יש עוד כמה מדינות.
Anywhere the Brits were, that didn't manage to undo it. Yeah, Australia is is jailbird Brits. India, we know. No, America was more people running away. But Australia was a place people were being sent away to. So it's a little bit different. So now this is a fact about an astronomer. So there was the first guy, Copernicus, that said the sun was the center of the solar system. He was the first guy that came out and said it. His name was Copernicus. And he had a student named Tycho Brahe, who's best known for detailing the sky, the movements of the planets and the stars and the objects in the sky. After him came Johannes Kepler, who had the three laws of planetary motion and all of that, who was Tycho Brahe's student. However, Tycho Brahe lost his nose in a duel. He got into a duel. He had a brass nose. And you know how people tip their hat when you cowboys tip their hat? Okay, he would tip his nose when people were introduced to him.
תשמע, זה כל כך נשמע מופרך, זה כל כך מופרך שבהפוך על הפוך, אני חושב שזה לא נכון.
אבל זה נכון.
וואלה.
It's a true story. As far as I know, that's a true story. That's Tycho Brahe. They say he was a big freak.
מתי זה היה? לפני כמה שנים?
1600s, I believe, Tycho Brahe. I would look it up to double check myself, but I'm going with the 1600s, maybe 15, but I'm going 16.
אוקיי, יש לנו זמן לעוד אחת, או שלא, נראה לי ש...
Yeah, go for it.
כן.
Go for it, one more each.
אוקיי, אז...
Oh, shit.
כן.
We don't, but let's do it anyway. We'll end with this and play part of a song.
הלוויתן הכחול.
The blue whale.
כן.
I hope you didn't talk about his penis or sperm.
הכי גדול שחי אי פעם בכדור הארץ. Ever.
No, that's false. Look, it's debatable. You might say yes, but... No, because there's like a fungus that's...
כן, אבל יצור חי זה לא פונגס.
פונגס is not a יצור חי.
לא.
בעל חיים?
לא.
אוקיי, fine.
יצור חי, אתה יודע, עצמות, לא לפקוד עצמות, אבל כן, אתה יודע, יצור חי.
Okay, they say there's the mushroom is the biggest.
כן, אבל זה לא, זה...
That doesn't count, the mushroom doesn't count.
זה פנגס, זה לא כאילו...
There's a fungus among us.
זה נראה לי קטגוריה בפני עצמה, אתה יודע.
Okay.
אז כן, אז זה כן, זהו.
My last fun fact is that Jimmy Carter, the U.S. president, he installed solar panels at the White House. He was the first president to do so. And Ronald Reagan had them taken down when he became president. He had them removed from the White House.
רגע, יש לך סיבה למה הוא הוציא אותם, רייגן?
Because Ronald Reagan is Ronald Reagan.
זה כאילו היה אגו עניין של כזה...
Nobody believed in that. He didn't, you know, he was like, fuck this guy. He was like, fuck this guy. Yeah, yeah. He was like, yeah. He did. He like wanted...
Makes sense.
He was for oil and coal and all of that.
כן, כן, בדיוק הפוך מזה בתפיסת העולם שלו, כן.
But Carter was out of his time, put solar panels on the...
I'm
calling an audible on the last song because we only have 2.5 minutes to go. So we're saving your song for next time, and I'm going with the Kinks.
Yalla, let's do it, dude. You know, make it shalom.
We still want... Oh, yes, we have been... Oh, my God, it's still alive. This still is Radio Katze. And yeah, next week then. Peace.
Rock bands will come, rock bands will go. But rock and roll!